This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. What's wabi-sabi? I just found out it's the art of imperfect beauty, and it's a 2018 trend to carry into the garden. I think I've already done that. Wabi-sabi is an ancient Chinese practice that appreciates the imperfections in life and the ability to age gracefully. Wabi-sabi gardens imitate nature in a way that allows you to relax and appreciate their humble, imperfect forms. I can dig that. So how do we connect the dots? How about planting for yourself and for pollinators? Plants that aren't always associated with beauty. Perhaps leaving some of those dandelions. Bees love them, and they provide an early food source in the spring. Plant self-seeders, also known as invasives, such as obedient plant and monarda, that will provide a social network for pollinators. Don't deadhead all your flowers. Allow plants to display their seed pods during the fall and winter. Another trend for 2018 is what the experts are calling breathing room. That's really creating a space for privacy, which can be a place to turn off the noise of being digitally connected 24/7. I have a saying, the garden is no place to stress for success, but to soak up some sun and renew your spirit. I think a breathing room is just that, for your outdoors and indoors, especially as we're mostly indoors this time of year. It's reported that 52% of us use houseplants to clean our indoor air. A new study from the University of New York reaffirms that houseplants clean our air and support our mental well-being. I talked about some of these plants last week, but they include the ZZ plant, Dracaena, of which there are many varieties, philodendrons, and Diefenbachia. I'll have more information and pictures on GardenBite.com. In the meantime, I'm celebrating wabi-sabi and all my imperfections. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.